Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avram Kron. Maseches Zevachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Today's shiur is on Zevachim Dav Zayin. The Gemara brings the Machloikis, Rabba and Rav Chisda, Legabi Toida, Sheshachata L'Shem Toidas Chaveiroi. Rav Chisda says that it's Pasul, and Rashi and Tosis clarify that that means that it's Loi Alu L'Bailam L'Shem Chayva, and Rabba says that it's Kosher, meaning that it's Kosher V'Alu L'Bailam L'Shem Chayva. What exactly is the case of Toida Sheshachata L'Shem Toidas Chaveiroi? So Rashi and Tosis both explain, Shehoisa L'Ruvain Toida. Ruvain had a carbon toida that he was mafrish. Ule Shimon toida acheres. Shimon was also mafrish a carbon toida. V'shachat es toidasei shel zeh, l'shem toidasei shel zeh. The one who shechted the carbon, shechted the toida of Ruvain, l'shem the toida of Shimon. So Rashi and Tosis explain that this is not the sugya of Shinui Bailim. Shinui Bailim, it wouldn't be over here. If you shecht carbon toida of Ruvain, l'shem Shimon, so that's a Shinui Bailim, Shaloi bezrika, a shinui bailim b'avoidas shchita. That's not going to passel, as we know. Shinui bailim only passels b'shas zrika, or b'shas the other avoidos amanas lizrak damoi sheyiskaper boi chaveroi. But a regular machsheves shinui bailim b'shas shchita is not going to passel. That's the shita of Rashi and Tosfos and the pashtus of the Gemara earlier on Dav Dalet. If that's the case, if he was shechting Toidas Ruvain l'shem Toidas Shimon, what could be the psul here? Zokt Rashi and Tosfos that the sugya over here is discussing a new aspect of Shinui Kodesh. Normally, Shinui Kodesh by a carbon toida is when you shecht a carbon toida l'shem shlamim or l'shem oila, l'shem a different type of carbon. Here we have a Toidas Ruvain l'shem Toidas Shimon, and that's a type of Shinui Kodesh. And it's unclear exactly why this falls into the category of Shinui Kodesh. The Sfasemes says over here on Rashi and Tosfos, the Ein Hatam Muvan. It's not understandable why that's called Shinui Kodesh. We understand that there's no psul of Shinui Bailim here, because we're not talking about Amanashe Yiskaper by Chaveiro with the Zrika. But why is this a case of Shinui Kodesh that Rav Chisda says is Lo Yalu L'Bailim L'Shem Chayva? And it seems from Rashi and from Tosfos that the issue is over here that once Reuven and Shimon were mafresh a carbon, it wasn't just stam that they were mechuyev a carbon, but they were actually mafresh an animal for the carbon. So if there exists in the world a toidas Reuven in the form of an animal and a toidas Shimon, so on each carbon it's chal on it the shame of the carbon with its bailim. So this animal has on it a chalois shame toidas Reuven, and the other animal has a chalois shame toidas Shimon. So if someone shechts the carbon of Reuven, that it should work in place of that carbon of Shimon, so if that's the case, that's a type of Shinui Kodesh. Because then you shechted this animal that it should work for a different shame carbon. The shame of this carbon is Toidas Reuven, not just Toida, but Toidas Reuven, and the shame of that carbon is Toidas Shimon. In general, when you shecht the carbon of Reuven that it should work for Shimon, you're not shechting it l'shem an existing animal, and therefore it only falls into the category of Shinui Bailim, and Shinui Bailim b'shchita doesn't passel. But over here, that there was already a hafrasha of a carbon of Reuven and a carbon of Shimon, and you're shechting the carbon of Reuven that it should work in place of the carbon of Shimon, that Rav Chisda's Mechadish is that that's called a type of Shinui Kodesh. And that's what the Sugi discusses, that Rav Chisda says that that is Shinui Kodesh that is, makes it Loyalu L'Bailim L'Shem Chayva. But Rabba disagrees, and Rabba says that's not Shinui Kodesh, and therefore it'll be Alu Nami L'Bailim L'Shem Chayva. The Rambam doesn't bring down this machloikas at all, and how we paskin, so the Keren Oira and the other Achroinim are Ma'orer, that why would the Rambam leave it out? Whichever way he paskins, l'chayri, he should bring down this case, and tell us what the halach is. The Keren Oira says, loy matzasi b'divrei Rambam haidina, de l'shem toidas chaveiroi, loy lehechsher v'loy levsol. The Rambam doesn't say whether it's kasher or pasul, so it's a tmiya. Why did the Rambam leave out this sugyas ha-gemara altogether? The Chavetz Chaim in Likutei Halachas over here in the Pirish Zevach Toida wants to suggest a chiddush pedasa Rambam, that maybe the Rambam learned not like Rashi and Tosfos, that this is a sugya of a new type of Shinui Kodesh. Rather, this is a regular sugya of Shinui Bailim. However, it's a shchita b'machshev Shinui Bailim, not almanas lizroik lehiskaper b'shinui Bailim, rather a shchita l'shem Shinui Bailim. And the Machloikas Rav Chisda and Rabba is the old discussion of whether there's a psul of shinoi bailam ba'avodas hashchita. Rav Chisda says it's lo yolul bailam l'shem chayva because he holds that shinoi bailam passels by all avodas, not just amanashi yiskaper chaveiro bezvika. And therefore, there's a psul of shinoi bailam. And Rabba says there's no psul of shinoi bailam because Rabba holds that the psul of shinoi bailam is only b'shazrika, or if you have a machshava by a different avoda almanas lizroik domoi sheyiskaper by chaveiro, but stam hashchita l'shem toidas chaveiro, that's a Machsheve shinui bailam b'shas shchita, that Rabba says is kosher va'olu l'bailam l'shem chayva. So the Rambam will learn that this is not a sugya of shinui kodesh, rather it's a sugya of shinui bailam, and they're arguing whether there is a psul of shinui bailam in the shchita. We mentioned that the Rambam in Hilchas Psulei Hamukdashim Perek Tazvav Halacha Aleph has a shita mechudeshes that there is a psul of shinui bailam when someone shechts the oilas ruvein l'shem shimon, and the Mishnah Lamelech wonders where the mucker to the Rambam could be. Zokti Likutei Halachas, the mucker of the Rambam could be our Gemara, that the Rambam paskins like Rav Chisda, that is included in the psul of shinui bailam. Eina chanami. Rabba argues on that. Rabba holds it like the other Rishayim, that there is no psul of shinui bailam b'shashchita, when you just shecht for almanas a different bailam, that it should work for a different bailam. But Rav Chisda holds that it's possible, and the Rambam passes like Rav Chisda. So in addition to then explaining a mocker of the Rambam in Hilchas Psulei Hamukdashim that says that halacha, we've also answered the Karen Oiris Kasha, that the Rambam wasn't mashmit this sugya. The Rambam brought it down by making that psak halacha in Hilchas Psulei Hamukdashim that there is a psul of shinui bailam b'shchita because he's passing like Rav Chisda. Says the Likutei Halachas, this answers the other bomb kasha on the Rambam as well, that everybody asks from the Gemara Daf Dalet, that the Gemara Daf Dalet says that there is no psul of shinui bailam by all the avoidos, only by zrika. It's not yeshnon dalet avoidos. So l'chayra it's mavur in the Gemara that there is no psul of shinui bailam stamazoy in the shchita. It's only if it's by the zrika or amanas lizroik damer l'shem acher. But according to this shtikl Torah, says the Chavetz Chaim, you could say that the Gemara on Daf Dalet is going like Rabba, that says in our Gemara that it's kshera, and therefore the Gemara says that there's no machsheve shinui bailam other than by avoidas hazrika. Masha enkein, the sugya by us brings that it's a machloikis Rav Chisda and Rabba, and the Rambam himself passes like Rav Chisda. So it's not shver that the Rambam is against the Gemara on Daf Dalet, because the Gemara on Daf Dalet is going with Rabba, and the Rambam himself passes like Rav Chisda. In Cheshbon Hadvarim, it's a very clever shtikl Torah. However, it's very not pasha to learn this way, Bedas HaRambam, based on the etzem toichen of our sugya. Because in the shakla v'tari of our sugya, Rabba brings a raya that the person who shechts a toida, l'shem toidas chaveiroi, is kosher, from a brisa that says, shlomim l'shem toida is psula. And Rabba is medayik. Why does it say shlomim l'shem toida psula? Say toida l'shem toida de chavre is pasul, and then it'll be a kal v'chomer. Kol shekein shlomim l'shem toida is pasul. Now this cheshbon of the Gemara makes a lot of sense according to Rashi and Tosfos. If the psul of Rav Chisda is shinui kodesh, so then Rabba has a diuk. Why say shlomim l'shem toida is pasul? Say a more mechudish tika shinui kodesh, toida l'shem toida d'chavrei, and then we'll say kal v'chomer shlomim l'shem toida is pasul. But if the Chavetz Chaim is right, b'das Rambam, that the psul of toida l'shem toida chaveroi is not in the category of shinui kodesh b'chlal, it's the psul of shinui bailim, so what type of kavu chaymer is that? That will say toida l'shem toidas chaveiroi is pasul, midin shinui bailim, and kol shekein shlomim l'shem toida will be pasul. Why is that a kol shekein? One is talking about shinui bailim, the other is talking about shinui kodesh. It's two different dinim. One is not a kol shekein. And in addition to that, the braisa is teaching the dinim of shinui kodesh. So what is it pass to ask that it should have said toida l'shem toidas chaveiroi, which is the psul of shinui bailim? The point of this braisa is to teach shinui kodesh. So it's very shver mitoich gufa de sugya to say that the pshat in the machloikas Rav Chisda and Rabba revolves around the din of shinui bailim. That toida shashachtel Hashem toida chaveiroi lefchi Rav Chisda, the reason why it's like olu l'bailim shem choiva is mishum shinui bailim. Fakert, from the shakla v'tari of Rabba and Rav Chisda, it's mevur l'chayr like Rashi and Tosfos, and that's why Rashi and Tosfos learn this way, that the psul is the psul under discussion, the psul of Rav Chisda is a psul of shinui kodesh, and it's a mechudesh to tikashinui kodesh, as we explained before. But that's why Rabba's raya makes sense, that if it says a mechudish tikashinui kodesh, then we could learn out kol shekein that shlamim l'shem toida, which is two different shemois carbon altogether, that then it'll be possible. And the brisa that's discussing shinui kodesh, it's possible to ask that it should have said a case of a different type of shinui kodesh. We're not jumping to a case of shinui bailim. So if that's the case, bepashtus the Rambam understood as well that the machlekes Rabban of Chizda is about shinui kodesh, not about shinui bailim. If you want to know what's the makar of the Rambam then, that there is a psul of shinui bailim by the other avodos, so we mentioned that the Keren Oira himself on Daf Ches says that bepashtus it's mavur from a Yushalmi and Psachim like the Rambam, and we mentioned that in earlier shiurim that l'chayre the Rambam will be going like that Yushalmi, not like the Bavli. And l'gabi the etzim ha'ara of the Keren Oira in our sugya, why was the Rambam mashmed our sugya l'gamri and he didn't bring down Rav Chizda or Rabba? So the Keren Oira over here, after he asked the kasha, suggests a very good chap that according to the Rambam, we could say that Einachanami, the sugya is discussing this new type of psul of shinui kodesh, a mechudish tikah psul of shinui kodesh. Rav Chizda says that this is called shinui kodesh as well, toidas ruvin l'shem toidas shimon, and Rabba says that that's not called shinui kodesh. However, it also is shinui bailim. It's a shchita l'shem that it should work for shimon. So it's a shchita b'machsheves shinui bailim. So the Rambam that paskins based on that Yushalmi, that Shchita b'machsheves shinui bailim pasels, memela this carbon will be pasel anyway, and the whole machlokes Rabba and Rav Chizda is a moot point. It's not negeya lemaisa. So the Keren Oira deleka nafkamina b'plugtayu. Rabba and Rav Chizda assumed that there is no psol of shinui bailim b'machsheves shchita. But there's no psol by shchita of machsheves shinui bailim, like the Gemara and Dav Dalet said. And therefore they argued in this case, is it pasel anyway? Meaning, is it loy olu l'bailim l'shem chayva anyway because of this new type of shinui kodesh? Rav Chizda holds that there's this new type of shinui kodesh, and Rabba argues. But lahalacha that the Rambam paskins that it's possible anyway in such a case because of shinui bailim, so the Rambam didn't have to bring down this case of shoyche toida l'shem toidas chaveiroi, because either way that would be the psul of shinui bailim. Leko nafkamina b'plugtayu, and therefore the Rambam does not bring down this machloikas. So it's very different than the Chavetz Chaim's mahalach. The Chavetz Chaim in Likutei Halacha says that the Rambam learned our Gemara was discussing shinui bailim, and the psul of Rav Chizda is shinui bailim. That's very shver mitoch gufa d'shmaitza. But according to the Keren Oira, the Rambam learned like Rashi and Tosis, that the machloikas was benegea to shinui kodesh. Just it also is shinui bailim b'shashchita, but that never passed because shinui bailim machsheves shinui bailim b'shashchita doesn't passel. That's all according to Rabba and Rav Chizda that subscribe to the shita of the Bavli, that there is no psul of machsheves shinui bailim b'shashchita alein. But the Rambam, based on the Yushalmi, paskins that there is a psul of shinui bailim b'machsheves shchita. Therefore, he doesn't bring down this halacha because it's pashut that it would be like olu l'bailim l'shem chayva because of the din of machsheves shinui bailim. Derech agav, when the Gemara answers loy didei that we're talking about that a person shechs the toida l'shem his own toida. And the chiddush is that even though it's not coming on the same hoidah, still the machshava doesn't passel. Rashi, Dibur Hamaskel Lo Yidideh, says that it's based on the din of Arba Tzrichim Lo Hoidahs, and it says in Tehillim Kuf Zayin, Vayizbchu Zivche Toida, and the case over here is that a person shechted a toida b'shas al yosei min ayom, l'shem toida shehifrish al yitziyosei mi beis ha'asurim. In other words, there are four scenarios that a person is chayiv to bench goimel, to give toida, and to bring the carbon toida in the times of the beis ha'migdosh, and that is people who are yoitzei min ayam, yoitzei mi beis ha'asurim, choylim shenisrapu, and holchei mid Barais. And if someone shechted the toida in one situation, l'shem a toida for a different situation, then the chiddush of the Gemara is that that's going to be kosher v'alu l'bayilim l'shem chayva. So the Achroinim, the Avnei Nezer, in Arachayim, Simin Lamites, and the Hagois Marsham over here in this Gemara, bring a raya from the Lashon of Rashi, not like the great chiddush of the Tshuvas Chsam Sofer, Arachayim Simin Nun Aleph. The Chsam Sofer says that even though there's a din that are bought Tzrichim Lohoides and they all have to bench Goymel, but based on the diktuk of the Psukim in Tehillim Kuv Zayin, he wants to be Mechadish that the people who are Yordei Hayom, who go over the ocean and come out safely, they do not have to bring a carbon ta'ida. Only the other three, the one who gets out of jail, the chaylish and israpa, and the one who goes through a midbar, then it says on those three, vayizbechu zivchei ta'ida, that they have to bring a carbon ta'ida. But the yardei hayam ba'aniyos, those who come out from the ocean, from crossing the ocean safely, they do not have to bring a carbon. But it's mevur, says the Avnei Nezer and the Marsham as well, from our Rashi, that even the Yardei Hayam have to bring a carbon toida. Because Rashi, in his examples of the people who are chayiv the carbon toida, says, b'shas aliyosei min hayom, and also yitziyosei beis hasurim, and he shechted a carbon toida by one scenario for a different toida. But it's mavur in the Lashon Rashi that even the Yardei Hayam, b'shas aliyosei min hayom, have to bring a carbon toida as well. And Rashi in Parshas Tzav, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Beis, is mavur like this as well. Rashi says, "Im al dvar hoydo shal neis naseloi kegoin yardei hayam v'holchem et barois." Rashi includes the yardei hayam in that group. Shehem tzrichim lo hoydois, and Rashi says, "Shekasuv bohen vayizbechu zivchei toida shalmei toida hein." If someone brings a carbon in that situation, that has the shame of a shalmei toida. And Rashi is mavur that the chiyuv of carbon toida exists by oilam and ayam, just like it exists by the other people who are chayiv lohoidois, and the rush in the darim daf yud gimel amud aleph, but pashtus is mavur like this as well, ayin sham. And it's interesting to look at this, the letter of the Chavetz Chaim that he writes in the beginning of the sefer of his son-in-law called Avoidas HaKarbonois. His son-in-law of Aaron Koyen wrote a sefer with the ikrei halachas of Avoidas HaKarbonois, and the Chavetz Chaim in his letter of approbation about this sefer says that it's so chashuv to learn the halachas, especially the koyanim, to learn the Avoidas HaKarbonis, because in Mirtz Hashem, when Mashiach comes, all the Kayanim are going to be asked to bring Karbonis, and they're not going to know the halachas. For example, right away, anyone who had a chatos, who had a chait, is going to have to bring a carbon chatos. And Zokta Chovetz Chaim, anyone who comes from overseas, is going to be mechuyiv to bring a carbon toida. Because all of Klal Yisrael, Sha'avru Derech Yam, La'eretz Yisrael, are going to come to the Kayanim, and they're going to ask them to bring a carbon toida, because they're mechuyev to bring a carbon toida. So therefore, it's so important for the kayanim to prepare and to know the halachas of the avodas hakarbanos. But it's mavur derech agav in the letter of the Chavetz Chaim that all the yidden that are yardei hayam, whether it's ba'aniyos or crossing over by planes, that they're going to be mechuyev to bring a carbon toida. So it's mavur from the Chavetz Chaim that he assumes kimavur in this Rashi and the Rashi in Adarim that even the yardei hayam ba'aniyos, when they come out, they're not just mechuyev lohoides, but they are mechuyev to bring a carbon toida, not like the chiddush of the Tshuvas Chsam Sofer. The Gemara then brings a number of memras of Rava lagabi the halachas of Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim. And one of the memories the Gemara brings is that Rava says, Chatos sheshachta al misha mechuyev chatos psula. If you shech the chatos of Ruvain, al Menashe yiskaper boy Shimon, and Shimon is someone who is mechuyev chatos as well, then that's the psul of Shinui Bailim. Al misha mechuyev oila. However, if you shech the carbon chatos, al Menashe yiskaper boy Shimon, and Shimon is someone who is mechuyev in oila, then it's ksheira. Because you need ola v'loya chaveroi, chaveroi dum yodidei, b'mechuyev kapara k'moisoi, and this Shimon, who you shechted it on his behalf, it's someone who's not mechuyev achatas k'moisa, he's someone who's only mechuyev in oila. But the next memra of Rava is that if you shecht achatas al misha ena mechuyev klum, then that's psula. That's already considered someone who's mechuyev kapara k'moisa, even though he's ena mechuyev klum. Why? She'ein lecha adam b'Yisrael she'ein ay mechuyev asei. Because everybody in Klal Yisrael is assumed to have been over in asei. And as the Gemara says, a carbon chatas is mechaper on an asei mikufya. Therefore, that's considered mechuyev kapara k'moisai. But it's unclear, beferish in the Gemara, what exactly constitutes someone who's a mechuyev oila, in which case, if you shecht it on his behalf, then the chatos is kshera, because that's not called mechuyev kapara k'moisai. And what is considered someone who's ain a mechuyev klum? L'chaira, ain a mechuyev klum, the reason why he's mechuyev kapara k'moisai, is because we assume that he was over on an asei. And a chatos is mechaper on an asei. So if the person was over on an asei, and we say that he's a mechuyev oila, so then it should be the same thing as misha ena mechuyev klum. What exactly defines a person as an ena mechuyev klum? And shechting a chatos on his behalf is going to be pasul because he's ena mechuyev kapara, because he is mechuyev kapara k'moisai. And what makes a person al misha mechuyev oila? So Rashi on Amid Beis explains that the kula of shechting chatas ruvein l'shem Shimon, when Shimon is someone who is a mechuyev oila, is only after the Shimon was already mafrish a carbon oila. The shita mekubetzes in oisches is magia, that Rashi doesn't mean that it needs a hafrasha mamish. It's enough if he made a neder to bring a carbon oila. But it's mavur in the hemshech of Rashi, according to our gersois, that Rashi is bedavka saying that Shimon was mafresh a carbon oila. Once Shimon is mafresh a carbon oila, says Rashi, shaychi kulu asei shebiyadaya oila. Then all the assays are connected to that carbon oila. V'suloi shayi chatas gabei, and then we don't say that a chatas is mechaper on his assays, because the oila is mechaper on the assay mikiva, and the chatas is only mechaper mikufya. So such a person who is mafish a carbon oila, so he is the one who's mechuyev oila, and if you shech the chatas shel Ruvein on his behalf, then the chatas is going to be kosher. Masha'enkein, someone who was over in an assay and was not yet mafish a carbon oila to be mechaper on that assay, then he is mechuyev kapara kemoisai, because it is shayach that a chatas will be mechaper for this person. Because if he was mechayev a chatas, so if he brings it, it's going to be mechaper on an asei. Because if a chatas can be mechaper on a lav, a karis, surely it can be mechaper on asei. Therefore, the name of Shimon, says Rashi, is chal on this carbon of Ruvain. When you shecht the carbon of Ruvain, amanashe is kaper by Shimon, the shame of Shimon is chal on this carbon, enough lepoisla to pasel the carbon. As we mentioned earlier in the shiurim, from this Rashi, we see that by machshev shinu bailim as well, there's chal on akira, that the chatas Ruvain, which is shecht L'shem Shimon, Amanashi is kaper by Shimon, so then the name of Shimon is chal on the carbon enough to mess it up for Ruvain, that it's not going to be chal, it's not going to work anymore for Ruvain. But al kapanim, that's the person who's ena mechuyev kabara kamoisai, because since he was not mafresh yet a carbon oila, he doesn't fall into the category of a mechuyev oila, and if he was over an assay, like the assumption is, so then he is considered mechuyev kabara kamoisai. Toisus on Amud Aleph, Dibur Amas Chatos, says differently than Rashi. And he says that the kula of Al-Misha Mechuyev Oila is Kegoin Shaloi Hifrisha Adayin, in a case where Shimon was not mafresh the carbon. To I Hifrisha, because if Shimon was mafresh the carbon, Havalei Ka'Al-Misha Eina Mechuyev Klum. Im Timtzi Loimar Deloi Mechapra A'asei De La'achar Afrasha. If you're going to say, like the opinion, that an Oila is not mechaper on an Asei La'achar Afrasha, so if this person was already mafresh a carbon, then he's considered al misha ena mechuyev klum. Says Toisvis, de mistama oilo yavi v'yachaper al hakol. The words of Toisvis are not in Gansin clear, but the Rashash and the Karni Re'im and the Chavetz Chaim and Likute Halachas all explain that what Toisvis means to say is that when a person knows that he is over on an assay and he was not yet mafresh a carbon, and he wasn't even neither yet to bring a carbon, but he knows that he was over on an assay, that's called someone who is mechayev oila. And if that Shimon is someone who knows that he was mechayev an assay, that he was over on an assay, if you shech techatas ruve in the name of such a Shimon, then it's going to be kosher, because he's a person who's mechayev oila. Why? The mistama yavi oila, he's going to mistama bring a carbon oila. If he knows that he was over an assay, he'll probably bring a carbon oila. However, if the person doesn't know that he was over an assay, then it doesn't pass to say mistama yavi oila. He doesn't even know that he was over on the assay. Such a person then is called mechuyev kapara kamaisai, because ein lecha adam yisrael she'ein a mechuyev assay. The pashtus is that every year it is mechuyev on an assay, and this person is not going to be mafresh a carbon oila necessarily, because he doesn't know that he was over on the assay. Memela, since chatas can also be mechaper mikufya on an assay, such a person is called mechuyev kapara kamaisai. However, if the guy was mafresh already a carbon oila, so then it's true that the oila is mechaper on the assay that he was mafresh it. But if you hold that an oila cannot be mechaper on an assay la'achar hafrasha, then such a person is considered mechuyev kapara kamaisai. And that is because the assumption is that every yid was over on an assay, and this person was probably over an assay then, even after the hafrasha. So before, what did that say is that he was over before the hafrasha. So once he knows about it, so we say that that's called mechuyev oila. But after the hafrasha, so then, if the assay, the oila is not mechaper on the assay lach hafrasha, that's someone who was over on an assay, and he's not called a mechuyev oila, because he doesn't know that he was over on any avera after hafrasha. Just we assume that he was over. So that person is called a mechuyev kapara kemoisai. There's an umdana that the person was over on an assay even after the hafrasha. And that's why, according to Tosfos, it's the exact opposite of Rashi. That before the Hafrasha, that's called the Mechuyav Oila, the Mistama Yavi Oila. But after the Hafrasha, it's true that such a person is Mechuyav Oila on the Assays that he was Oiver, and that he was Mafish the carbon because of them. But then, La'achar Hafrasha, he did Averas that he doesn't know about. And Memela, he's considered a Mechuyav Kapara Kemaisai. And the Haggai is Divrei Nechemia in the back of the Gemara, he's Ma'ayr, that Taisus is a big Chiddush. He says, Sarachian ala Taisus. Because how do we know that Bisham Mu'etes Da'achar Hafrasha, we still say, Ein Lecha Adam Yisrael She'ena Mechuyev Asay? In other words, to say that there's a Yid who's perfect, who's not over any Asays, that the Gemara says is not reasonable. But Pashtus, every Yid was over on an Asay. Ein Tzadik Ba'aretz Ashayase Toivu Lo Yachta. However, to say that after the Hafrasha, there's an assumption that every Yid was over on an Asay and he doesn't know about it. Who says that from the time of the Hafrasha until now, we have an Umdana that he was over on an Asay? But that's what comes out from Taisus, that Taisus holds that on every point in time, we assume that people are over an Asay. You can't say confidently that a person is not over an Asay, and therefore he is looked at as someone who is Mechuyiv Kapara Kemaisai. Taisus then says, Inami, that if a person says Harei Alai Oila, then that makes him Mechuyiv, makes him considered Mechuyiv in Oila. In other words, in the second Pshat in Taisus, it's not enough just to know that you were Oiver in Asay. It also has to be that you were actually Mafish a carbon to be Mechaper on that Asay. That's what makes a person Mechuyiv Oila, and anything short of that, he's considered a Mechuyiv Chatos, Mechuyiv Kapara Kemaisoi. So what comes out then, two Shinuyim, two differences between Rashi and Taisus Ladina. Firstly, in the case where Shimon, if you were Shoichit the Chatos of Ruvain, Amanashi Yiskapa by Shimon, if Shimon was not Mafrish yet a carbon oila, so according to Rashi, the Chatos is possible. Because if Shimon was not Mafrish a carbon oila, he's not in the category of someone who's Mechuyav oila. And anyone who's not Mechuyav oila, since we assume that a Yid does an Averis Asay, so he's considered Chavera Dumididei, and it's Chal his name on the carbon Chatos Lepoisla. So according to Rashi, if Shimon was not Mafrish yet a carbon oila, that is the case where Rava would say that the Chatos is possible. Whereas according to Tosfos, the Chatos would be kosher. Because this is a person who is considered Mechuyav oila, the Mistama Yavi oila. According to the first Pshat in Tosfos, as soon as the guy knows that he was Oiver in Asay, according to the second Pshat in Tosfos, at least when he was noider to bring the carbon oila. But Al Kapanim, according to Tosfos, such a case, the Chatos would be kosher, because that is called someone who is Mechuyav oila. The second Afkamina would be in the Fakerta case, when Shimon was Mafrish a carbon oila. According to Rashi, there the Chatos is kosher, because that person is considered Mechuyav oila, because he was already Mafrish a carbon oila. Whereas according to Tosfos, that Chatos will be possible, because he's called Mechuyav Kapara Kamaisai. Because even though on the Assays that he was over before the Hafrasha, the carbon oil is mechaper, but the assumption is that he was also over assays la'achar hafrasha that he doesn't know about, and therefore he's considered mechuyev kapara kemaisai. L'chayra, we see though that Rashi argues on Tosfos because of the svara of the Divrei Nechemia that ein lecha adam yisrael she'ena mechuyev assay is only on a long period of time, but we don't assume that la'achar hafrasha in that short period of time there doesn't have to be an assumption that the person was over on an assay. Because Lefi Rashi, if Shimon was Mafish a carbon, Rashi explains that then the carbon chatos is kosher, because he's not called Chaveri Dumi Didei. Adarabba, this is a person who's Mechuyev Oila. Well, wait a second, why is he not called Mechuyev Kapara Kamaisai? True, he was Mafish a carbon, and therefore he's Mechuyev a carbon Oila, but he's also Mechuyev Chatos because of the Asay de la Acher Afrasha. So the Chatos should be possible because of those assays, because the person is a Mechuyev Chapara Kamaisai. So it's Mavur from Rashi Nishtazai, that if the person was Mafish the carbon oila, that makes him Mechuyev oila, and he's not considered Mechuyev a carbon Chatos. Either assay, according to one Sanan, the Gemara, is not Mechaper, the oila is not Mechaper on an assay, La'achar Afrasha. The answer is, yeah, but who says he was over on an assay Bechlal? There's no Umdana in the Zman Mu'at Kazeh that the person is over on an assay. So Al Kapanim, we have that Machlaikis, Rashi and Tosis, whether the svar of the Gemara that Ein Lecha Adam Yisrael She'ena Mechuyev Asay can even be applied to a Shah Mu'etas, to a small time. Tosis does apply it to that small time, and Rashi holds that you don't apply it. And the Machlaikis, Rashi and Tosis, would then come out both in the case where Shimon was Mafish a carbon and in the case where Shimon was Loy Mafish a carbon, because the Rashi and Tosfos have opposite svaras. According to Rashi, only after you Mafish the carbon are you considered Mechuyev Oila, but anything less than that, he's considered Mechuyev Kapara Kamoisai of the Chatos. And according to Tosfos, mitzvahs the exact opposite. Before the hafrashas karban, he's called mechuyev oila because mistama yavi oila. And after the hafrashas karban, then we say that since there are mistama assays that he's over on la'achar hafrasha that he doesn't yet know about, therefore he's considered mechuyev kapara kemoisir. The Rambam has an interesting shita in this inyan. The Rambam in Hilchas Psulei Hamukdashim Perek Tezvav Halacha Ches says that if you shecht the chatos l'shem mi shemechuyev oila, in other words, l'shem mi that is not mechuyev chatos, so it's the carbon is kosher because of the din that there's only a psul of shinui bailim. If you think l'shem amanasha yiskaper is someone that's mechuyev kapara kamaisai. However, the lashon of the Rambam is that in such a case, harezu kshera v'loy also lebailim. The chatos is kosher, but it's loy also lebailim l'shem chayva. And that it doesn't say clearly in the Gemara that it's loy also lebailim l'shem chayva. The pashtos in such a case, when the chatos is kshera, that means that it's kosher mamish and it's olu lebailim l'shem chayva. The sfasemis over here and the minchas chinuch and mitzvah kuf lamed ches ois gimel wonder where is the makor of the Rambam that in a case where you shech the carbon chatos l'shem someone else who is not mechuyev kapara kamoisoi, that it's loy also lebailim l'shem chayva. In addition to that, the Rambam there in Psulei Hamukdashim Perek Tezvav Halacha Yudalid paskins that an oila that one shechts al mi she'enoi mechuyev carbon klal loy also lebailim l'shem chayva. That just like a regular carbon oila that shechted shaloi l'shma is loy also lebailim l'shem chayva. Hu hadin, if you shecht, al mi she'enei mechuyev carbon klal. And then he brings down the aside of the Gemara, she'en l'cha adam Yisrael, shalai avra mei oilam al mitzvah saseh. And the Achrayim explain, the Chavetz Chaim and Likutei Halachas, and it's already in the Taras HaKodesh over here as well, that the Rambam had a girsa in this memra that discusses ein l'cha adam Yisrael, that the case is in oila she'shachta al mi she'enei mechuyev klum. Not like our girsa, chatos, Sheshachta al mi she'ena mechuyev klum. Toisvis dibur hamaskel al mi brings that there are some who are gairus this, but this was the gairus of the Rambam, and therefore the Rambam says that in such a case it has the regular din of an oila that shachted shaloi l'shma because ein lecha adam Yisrael shaloi avar mei oilam al mitzvah saseh. But the Taras HaKodesh and the Chavetz Chaim and Likutei Halachos amatmiya on the Rambam. Because if the Rambam holds that when it's ena mechuyev kapara kemoisai by the chatos, it's still loy also lebailim l'shem chayva, so why by the carbon oila does the Rambam have to say that the reason why it's loy also lebailim l'shem chayva is she'en l'cha adam Yisrael shaloy avar mei oilam al mitzvah saseh, meaning that he is considered a mechuyev kapara kemoisai. He is someone who is similar to the original owner, to the real owner of this carbon, because he's also mechuyev in oila. Even without the svara of ein l'cha adam Yisrael shaloy avar al mitzvah saseh, and he would be someone who's ain a mechuyev kapara kemoisai, still the Rambam holds that it's loy olu lebailim l'shem chayva. So this is a kasha that we have to discuss, both these kashas. Firstly, the kasha, where is the makar of the Rambam, that the Rambam says by a chatos, that it's that the Gemara says that it's kosher if it's ena mechuyev kapara kamaisai. What's the makar of the Rambam that it's loy also lebayim l'shem chayva? That's the kasha of the Sfasemis and the Michas Chinuch, and also the kasha of the Taras HaKodesh and the Chavetz Chaim on the second Rambam, that the Rambam says by oila that if you shecht it al misha ena mechuyev carbon klal, it's loy also lebayim l'shem chayva because of the svara of ein l'cha adam Yisrael. Why does the Rambam need that svara? Even if you don't have the svara of ein l'cha adam Yisrael, still it should be loy also lebayim l'shem chayva. Both these kashas in Mirtz Hashem will discuss in the next shir on Daf Ches, because to appreciate the answer and the makar of the Rambam, we have to learn the drashas of the Gemara on Daf Ches Amid Aleph, and we'll speak that out in Mirtz Hashem in the next shir. The Gemara on Amid Beis brings the memra of Rava that an oila is a doiroin, a present la Kodesh Baruch Hu. It can't be a mechaper on the assay, because if the person didn't do tshuva, then the carbon wouldn't be mechaper, zevach v'sham tayeva. And if the person did do tshuva, so by a mitzvah saseh, if a person is over on an assay, loy zaz misham ad shem oichlem loy. There is mechila already when he does the tshuva. So how is the carbon a mechaper? El shma minot doiroin, who it must be that the carbon is begeder a doiroin ba'alma. Rashi earlier on Hey Amid Beis brought from the Torah's Kayanim that it says v'nirtzaloi, that when a person brings the carbon oila, malamed shahamakei merutzaloi, it sounds like the ritzui comes from the carbon oila. And we had in the Gemara a few times that a carbon oila is mechaper on an asay. So what does it mean here that the carbon oila is not really the mechaper, it's really just a doiroin ba'alma? So if you look in the Tur Al HaTaira, besides his Sefer, the Bala Turim, he also has a Pirish HaAruch called the Pirish HaTur HaAruch Al HaTaira, the lengthy Pirish HaTur Al HaTaira. In the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, Perek Aleph Pasuk Dalid, he's Ma'irer, that even though it says in our Gemara that the Oila is a Doirin, so he says, Af agav de osa tshuva, you already did tshuva, and there's a mechila on the Avera, ein loy kapara gemura ad sheyavi ha'oila. True, the oila is a doirin, but until you bring that doirin, there is no kapara gemura. So when the Gemara says earlier that a oila is mechapar and asay, it means because even after the tshuva and a person gets pardoned for the Avera, he gets a mechila, but the kapara gemura only comes after he brings the carbon oila. But the oila is not considered directly the mechapar. The main kapara comes through the tshuva. Then, through bringing the daira in the present LaKadosh Baruch Hu, that makes it a kapara gemura. And that's what it seems from Rashi earlier on Vav and Aleph as well, Dibra Hamaschel Kivan. That even though the oila is a doiroin, but the gemar ha-kapara only comes after you bring this doiroin, and that's why it's considered that an oila is mechaper and nasei. But more accurately, the kapara comes mostly through the tshuva, and then the carbon oila is brought as a doiroin, and with that he gets a ritzui on the avera of an asei and the lav anitak la'asei. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Samach Dalid brings down our gemara in a fascinating discussion about the Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva. The Rambam, in the very beginning of Hilchas Tshuva, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, says that this that we learn from the Pasuk in Parshas Nosoi, V'hisvadu es chatosam, that you need to make a verbal confession, you have to make a vidui b'peh, that's not stam a mitzvah sasei to do a vidui b'peh. It's ma'akiv the kapara. A person doesn't get a kapara until he does vidui b'peh, until he verbalizes his vidui. So the Michas Chinuch says that L'chayra, that Rambam, is very shver from a Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Mem Tesam Beis. Because the Gemara says there that if a person is Makadish and Isha, Al Menashe and Itzadik, even if we know that he's a Rasha Gamur, still it's a Kiddushin. Shema, hir her tshuva, bedaitoi. Maybe he was Maharer b'tshuva, and through that, he becomes a Tzadik. So therefore, it's a good Kiddushin. And the Rambam brings this down in Hilchas Ishus, Pereches Halochahei, and the Rambam says that in such a case that he says, Al Menashe Ani Tzadik, what the Gemara means that it's a good Kiddushin, it means, Harezu Mekudeshes Misafik. It's a good Kiddushin Misafik. Shema, hir her tshuva beliboy, maybe he had a hir her tshuva. And the Magen Mishnah explains there that Avada, it's not a Vadai Kiddushin, because we don't know that he was Mahara b'tshuva. But it's a Safik Kiddushin, because maybe, Shema, hir her tshuva beliboy. But Frekta Michas Chinuch, even if the person was Mahara b'tshuva, but we know we didn't hear from him a vidui b'peh, so how could the Gemara say that it's a good Kiddushin, it's a Safik Kiddushin, and if he was Mahara b'tshuva, then it's a good Kiddushin? L'chayra, that doesn't make him a tzaddik. In order to be a tzaddik, he has to finalize his kapara, not just by doing a tshuva b'leiv, but by doing a vidui b'peh. Zokta Mechas Chinuch over there in Mitzvah Shin Samach Dalid, that you have to say Bedasa Rambam, that even though the Vidui Peh is Ma'akiv the Kapara, that's not Ma'akiv him being called a Tzaddik. A person who does tshuva in his heart, then he's called a Tzaddik. The Tzaddik V'Rasha Einoi Toli B'Kapara Klau. A Tzaddik and a Rasha is totally on whether the person regrets what he did. If he does tshuva b'liboy, then he could be called a tzaddik gamur, and therefore it could be a good kedushin. Still, he lacks the kapara until you do a vidui b'peh. The Rambam holds, then you don't get a full kapara. But even without getting a full kapara for the avera, you could still be called a tzaddik, and that's the pshan in the Gemara kedushin why it's not a stira with that Rambam. And that's in Vart of the Minchas Chinuch, he was Mechavin to Rishaynim, the Arzerua, and Hilchas Shliach Tzibur, Simen Kufyud Beis, says that when a person is over on a Loisasei, or Chayve Krisus, or Chayve Misois, when he's Mahare B'tshuva, he's already considered a Tzaddik. Ela Shetzarech Lehiskaper, he needs Malkus or Mises Bezdin in order to get his Kapara, but he's already considered a Tzaddik. V'raya L'davar, Da'aminon Perek Ha'ish Mekadesh, Amanasha Ani Tzaddik, Afilu Rosh HaGomer Mekudesh Hashem Ohir Tshuva. The Arzerua brings the same raya from the Gemara Kedushin, that you see that even though the person doesn't get the Kapara that he needs, still he could be called a Tzaddik if he's Hir Tshuva B'liboy. Al Kalpanim, the Minchas Chinuch over there in Shin Samach Dalid, Ois Gimel, asks a Gevaldige Kasha on this Shtikel Taira from our Gemara. Because if it's true that the person is called a Tzaddik after Tshuva Beliboy, yet he's lacking the Kapara until he does a Vidui Peh, so what is Rava's Raya that an Oila is not a Mechaper? maybe an oila comes after tshuva belev, but before vidui peh. So it's not a zevach rishon toyeva anymore, because he's a tzaddik. If he's a tzaddik, that's not a zevach rishon. But he still doesn't have the kapara until he does vidui bepeh. So on that we say that the oila brings the kapara. Rava was bothered that if he didn't do tshuva yet, so it's a zevach rishon, and zevach rishon toyeva. If he did tshuva, then he doesn't need anything else. Now we're saying, no, maybe he did tshuva beliboy, so he's not a rasha, he's a tzaddik. But since he didn't do a vidui peh, so it's lacking the kapara. Maybe that's when the oila is brought as a mechaper. So that's what the Minchas Chinuch asks on the Rambam from our Gemara. Without the Gemara in Kedushin, it's not shver stamazai on the Rambam. Because you could say that before the vidui peh, the person is still called a Rasha, and therefore would still be Zevach Hashem Tayeva. But we see from the Gemara in Kiddushin that even without the Vidui Peh, he's still called a Tzaddik. If he was Mahara Tshuva Beliboy, then he's called a Tzaddik. Well, if that's the case, then it's not Zevach Hashem Tayeva. So what is the Haychacha of Rava? Maybe the Karban Oila is a Mechaper after Tshuva Beliboy, but before the Vidui Peh. L'chayra, this Kasha shows us, what you have to say to answer the kasha on the Rambam is that the gedder of Zevach Rishon Toyeva is not dependent on whether this Gavra is called a Rasha or is called a Tzaddik. Avada, after Tshuva Beliboy, the person could be called a Tzaddik. But it still could be that his carbon is called Zevach Rishon Toyeva. And that is because the klal of Zevach Rishon Toyeva, that a carbon is not accepted until the person does Tshuva on the Avera, could be that the carbon on an Avera can only be miskabel by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam if a person is a Baal Tshuva on this Avera. If you still are holding by this Avera, then a carbon can't be mechaper, Zevach Hashem Tayeva. But if the person does Tshuva Gemura on this Avera, so then it's not a Zevach Hashem Tayeva. Then Hashem could accept the carbon on this Avera. So it doesn't depend on whether the person is a Rasha or a Tzaddik Ba'alma. Avada, after Hira Tshuva Beliboy, he could be called a Tzaddik. But if he didn't get a full kapara on this Avera, so then his carbon on this Avera is called a Zevach Rishon Toyeva. And this is based on the understanding that when the Rambam says that you need Vidui Peh, it's not just Stam, that without Vidui Peh, it's Ma'akiv the Kapara. But the point is that you don't have a full tshuva unless you have a Vidui Peh. The Rambam in his Prote HaMitzvahs, right before Hilchos Tshuva, says, Mitzvah Saseh Achas. There's one Mitzvah Saseh. V'hi sheyoshuv hachoytei mechetoi lefnei Hashem v'yizvadeh. He should do Tshuva and be Mizvadeh. It's Mavur in the Rambam that without the Vidui, it's not even considered a Tshuva Gemura. And the Mabit in Kiryas Sefer in Hilchos Tshuva spells that out beferish. He says, HaTshuva v'havidui mitzvah achasi. V'havidui hu gmar HaTshuva. The Vidui is the gmar HaTshuva. So it's not just Stam that the Rambam holds that you need vidui peh to get a kapara. You're not considered a Baal Tshuva Gemura on this Avera until you do a vidui peh. If that's the case, that's why our Gemara assumes that without a Tshuva Gemura, it's called a Zevach Hashem Tayeva. And with a Tshuva Gemura, then you don't need an Oila to be Mechaper. It must be that the Oila is a Dairai. The Michas Chinuch's Kasha was that after the person does a Tshuva Belev, you see he's called a Tzaddik. So how could it be a Zevach Hashem Tayeva? But the answer could be that even though the Mensch is called a Tzaddik after he does Tshuva Belevoy, but his carbon on this Avera is still a Zevach Hashem Tayeva until he's a Baal Tshuva Gemura. And a Baal Tshuva Gemura, according to the Rambam, includes Vidui Peh, because the Vidui is the Gemar HaTshuva. And therefore, if he's not considered doing a tshuva gemura, a sufficient tshuva for this Avera, his carbon on this Avera is a Zevach Hashem Tayeva. And that's how Rava proves that the carbon is obviously brought after the Vidui Peh, after the tshuva gemura. And if that's the case, it can't be a Mechaper, it's only a Dairin. And this L'chaira is the answer to a different question of the Minchas Chinuch as well. The Minchas Chinuch over there in Ois Dalet asks, what's Bechlal, the Gemara's problem here, that it's a Zevach Hashem Tayeva? The Rambam in Hilchas Eidus, Perek Yud, Halacha Aleph, says that a person is only called a Rasha if he's over an Aveira Sheyesh by Malkus, or Misas Bezdin. But a person who's over on just an Asay, that doesn't give him the shame of a Rasha, Lagabe Psule Eidus. So, Bechlal, why does the Gemara say here that it's a Zevach Hashem Tayeva? He's not called a Rasha if he's only over on an Asay. But the answer, L'chaira, is, Pidas HaRambam, the same Yisoid, Avada ba'alma, to be called a shame tzaddik or a shame rasha, that depends if he did an avera that has malchus or misas bezdin. If he only did an asay, he could still be called a tzaddik. He's not necessarily called a rasha. But legabe zevach rishon tayeva, this halacha in Hilchos Karbanos, that it can't be a zevach rishon tayeva, all that means is that the Rabbeinu Shalom accepts a carbon on an Avera only if the person has done a tshuva gemura on his Avera. So if he did not do tshuva here, Zevach Hashem Tayeva. True, the Gavra might not be called a Rasha Lagabi Hilchas Psulei Edus, but his carbon on this Avera cannot work until he's about tshuva gemura on this Avera. So just like we're saying that Lagabi Nasei, where he doesn't have a shame of a Rasha, still his carbon could be a Zevach Hashem Tayeva, Hu Adin will say after he does tshuva, but only the tshuva belave. So now he could be called a shame tzaddik, but it doesn't make a difference. Until he does the tshuva gemura, which according to the Rambam includes the Vidui Peh, his carbon on this Avera is still called a Zevach Hashem Tayeva, and therefore it can't be mechaper before he does the tshuva gemura. It's kedai to be madgish that avada we do find a din of zevach rishon tayeva. If the gavra has a shame of a rasha, then his carbon could be a tayeva. That we see from the Gemara in Sanhedrin daf kuf yud beis amid beis lagabi irani dachas, that the Gemara says there that people who are rishayim who are in the city of irani dachas, so their kachem is beach are not brought because zevach rishon tayeva. There, it has nothing to do with whether he did tshuva on that avera. That means tam a person in an irani dachas has the shame of a rasha, and therefore his kachem is beach cannot be brought because zevach rishon tayeva. And the Rambam himself paskins like that in Hilchas Avodah Zarah Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Gimel. But what we're bringing out from this Gemara is that there's a tzveta din, a new halacha of zevach rishon tayeva. Even though the gavra is not called a rasha, he's not part of the irani dachas. He's not called a rasha. All he did was an avera of an asei, which is not called a rasha in Hilchas Psulei Edus, like the Rambam himself says. But even so, if he didn't do tshuva on this avera, so then his carbon is considered a zevach rishon tayeva and can't be mechaper. So who hadin we're saying lagabi the other kasha, the Minchas Chinuch, that even after the person did tshuva belev and the gavra could be called a tzaddik, still if he's not a baal tshuva gemura on this avera because he is lacking the vidui peh, which the Rambam holds is the gemara of the tshuva, his carbon would be a zevach rishon tayeva. And that's how Rava proves that al karchach the carbon oila is accepted only after the person does a tshuva gemura, and after the tshuva gemura loizaz misham ad shemoichelam loy. So therefore, it can't be that it's a mechaper. It must be that the gather of a carbon oila is a doyrein ba'alma. The Gemara ends off the sugya by bringing the brisa of Reb Shimon chatos lama ba'a. And the Gemara explains that Reb Shimon was wondering why is a chatos brought lefnei ha'oila before the carbon oila. And the Braisa says, because it's similar to a praklit shenichnas, ritza praklit nichnas doiroin achrov. That first the one comes who intercedes on behalf of the choite, that's the praklit that comes first, that's the carbon chatas, and then the doiroin, which is the carbon oila, that comes afterwards. So we see in this Gemara, as it's mavur in the Mishnah later on Daf Peites, that when a chatas and oila are brought together, the chatas is brought before the oila. There's an interesting shaila that the Magen Avram talks about in Simen Aleph, Sifkatan Ches, because the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch over there in Simen Aleph and Eir HaChaim bring down the halacha that it is good to say every day the Parshas Oila, Umincha, Ushlamim, V'chatas, V'asham. It's good to read every day the Parsha of the Karbanos, and the Seder Hadvarim that the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch bring down is the Parsha of Oila, then Mincha, and then Shlamim, then Chatos and Asham. So Oila is clearly before the Chatos. And the Magen Avram says, Nishalti, I was asked, why when we say the Parshas HaKorbanos these days, do we say the Parsha of Oila before Chatos? If at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the Chatos is brought before the Oila, the Praklet is brought before the Doiroin. So when we say it these days, Unishalma Parim Sefaseinu, we should say it L'chaira in the same order as the Hakrava would be. So the Magen Avram answers, because the carbon oila, one is definitely mechuyev to bring. Because ein lecha adam Yisrael, she'ena mechuyev asei. Therefore we say the carbon oila first, because one is definitely mechuyev to bring a carbon oila, and since we don't have a carbon today, so he says it instead of bringing it. Whereas the carbon chatas, one is not necessarily mechuyev a carbon chatas. The shema ein echayev b'chatas. So therefore you say the oila before the chatas. You could say similarly, benusach acher, not that everyone is mechuyev to bring a carbon oila, but that an oila could be ba'a b'nedava. An oila could be brought voluntarily. So you say the carbon oila, because even if you're not mechuyev an oila, but you could bring an oila voluntarily. A chatas is only brought b'chayva, and not b'nedava. So therefore, we're not necessarily mechuyev a chatas, and you can't bring it b'nedava. So therefore, the chatas is said after the carbon oila. According to the second nusach, we understand the entire Seder HaDvarim, that it's oila mincha u'shlamim, because those are possible to be brought b'nedava, and then v'chatas v'asham, the ones that are not brought b'nedava. The Magen Avraham's explanation only explains why the oila is before the chatas, because the oila ain l'cha adam Yisrael she'ena mechuyev asei. But according to the second nusach, that it's because an oila is ba b'nedava, then we would understand why oila, mincha, and shlamim are said before the chatas and the asham. Rav Shloimeh HaKoyen miVilna, the Baal Cheshek Shloimeh, in his Sefer Tshuvas Binyan Shloimeh, Chelek Aleph Simen Aleph, brings another teretz to the Magen Avraham's Kasha in the name of Reb Rafal Hamburger in his Sefer Das Kedoshim. Reb Rafal Hamburger says, based on the Gemara in Psachim Daf Nun Tesamid Beis, that says that by a korban chatos the koyanim ate the meat, koyanim oichlim ubailim miskaprim, that the kapara that the bailim get is completed not just after the hakrava of the korban, but when the koyanim are oichel the basar hachatos. Koyanim oichlim, and then abailim miskaprim. If that's the case, bizman hazeh, when we say the parsha of the karbanos, and Hashem accepts it as if we brought the korban, that's good by a korban oila, which all goes to the Rabbeinu Shalom. So Hashem considers it as if we brought the korban. However, by a korban chatos, where the complete kapara would come only after the koyanim oichlim, today saying the parsha of chatos doesn't bring the complete kapara. Zokter Rafal Hamburger, to ha'ein ha'koyin saveya ba'amirasai. The koyin doesn't get satiated just because we say the amira. So if you need, in order to get the complete kapara, the koyanim oichlim, so that is minimized today, you don't have the full kapara. By an oila, you have the full kapara. Memela, we say the oila first, because the parsha of oila is accomplishing the full kapara in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whereas a carbon chatas, which needs the achila of the karbonos, the amira today doesn't do the entire job, and therefore we don't say the chatas until after we say the parsha of the carbon oila. Rabbi Fall Hamburger added a pshetel based on this teretz, that when we say in the tefillah v'sayarev lefanecha asir aseinu by the musafim of Shalosh Regalim, so we say ka'oila ucha karbon. We mention oila before karbon, because today asir aseinu, our tefillah, we say the oila before the karbon. But we dive into the Rabbeinu Shalom, hashev shchinascha letziyai nirecha v'seder ha'avoida l'Yerushalayim. When you bring back your shchina, then we're going to have the avoida, then it's going to be the seder ha'avoida is going to be different. The seder ha'avoida is going to be chatas before the asham. Today we say oila before the chatas, because we don't have the complete kapara of the chatas. But when you're hashev shchinas letzin irecha, then the seder ha'avoida will change, and that will be the chatas before the asham. And that ha'isafa you could really say in the Magen Avraham's pshat as well. Because however you answer why the parsha of oila is read before chatas, even if you say the Magen Avraham's svara, but lamaisa today the seder of the asir aseinu is the oila and then the karban chatas. Whereas when the shchina comes back to Yerushalayim, and we're going to have the avoida mamish in Yerushalayim, then we'll have the Seder HaAvoida of Chatas before the Oila. However, the Binyan Shloimeh doesn't like the teretz of Rabbi Fall Hamburger, because even though the Gemara says Koyanim Oichlim and Bailim Miskaprim, but it's Mavur in that Gemara in Psachim, that if the Basar is not around, if the Basar was lost or Nitma, then it's not Ma'akev. It's not Ma'akev the Kapara. Only if the basar hachatas is around, then the koyanim oichlim abaylam is kaprim. But if the basar is not around, then it's not ma'akiv the kapara. So it must mean that it's just a mitzvah min hamuvchar that the koyanim should be oichel. And when they're oichel, then you get the kapara in a way that it's min hamuvchar. But avada, even without the koyanim eating it, it's not ma'akiv the kapara. If that's the case, it's not mistaber to be makdim the karbon oila before the karbon chatos in our amira, because by the chatas, you're lacking the min hamuvchar of the koyanim oichlim. And therefore, the Binyan Shloimeh does not accept the teretz of Rabbi Fall Hamburger. The Binyan Shloimeh himself suggests another teretz that I found in the tshuva of the Shev Yaakov as well, Chelek Aleph Simen Beis. The Shev Yaakov says three terutzim to this kasha of the Magen Avraham, but in his third teretz, he says the answer of the Binyan Shloimeh, and he says that the reason why today we say in the parshiyos in that order of oila, mincha, shlamim, and chatas and asham is because that is the seder hamikrois in parshas vayikra. When it tells us in the parsha the dinim of oila, that's the very beginning of parshas vayikra. It goes through the seder ha'oila. And right after that in perek beis it says mincha. And in perek gimel it tells us about shlamim. And then towards the end of parshas vayikra is the chatas va'asham. So we read it today like the Seder HaMikrois. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, we bring the Chatas before the Oila. Zokta Shev Yaakov and the Binyan Shloimoi, that either way today, you're not going to be able to satisfy that order exactly like the halacha was in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Because it's true that the Mishnah says later on Daf Peites that the dam of the Chatos is brought before the dam of the Oila. The Avodas Hadam up to the Zrika of the Chatos is before the Oila. But that same Mishnah says that it, concerning burning the fats, you burn the fats of the Oila before the fats of the Chatos. Because the Evarei Oila are Kalil HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kalil HaIshim. Whereas the Emurei Chatos, not the entire Chatos goes up on the Mizbeach. So Lagabi the Evarim, Oila has Kedima over Chatos. So today, when we say the Parsha of Chatos first, it's not going to be foolproof, because then the Haktara is out of order. Then whatever the Amira is Ki'ilu, there was a Haktara, so you're doing a Haktara of Chatos before Oila. And if you say the Parsha of Oila first, then the Haktara will be Keseder, but the Hakravas Hadam is Shalai Keseder. So either way, our Amira is not going to satisfy the proper order for both the Dam and the Emurim. And if that's the case, we just revert back to the Seder HaMikra, and the Seder of the Psukim is Oila, Mincha, and Shlamim, and then Chatas and Asham. That's why we say it in that order, Bizman Hazeh. The Magen Avram says a Chiddush according to his Teretz, that since his Teretz is that the Oila comes before the Chatas, because you're not sure if you're Chayav a Chatas. So he says if someone knows that he was Mechayav a Chatas, he was over in Avera B'Shoigig, Shazdoinai Karis, so he should take a read the Parsha's Chatas first. However, Hamevin Yavin, that according to the other Terutzim that we said, then it's Pashut, that you read the Oila first, even if you know that you're Mechayav Chatos, according to Rabbi Fall Hamburger, because the Amira of Chatos doesn't totally get a kapara, and according to the Shev Yaakov in the Binyan Shloimoi, because the Seder HaMikra is Oila before Chatos, Memela, according to those Paiskim, one would always say the Parsha of Oila before the Parsha of Chatos. And the Mishnah Brura in Siman Aleph, Sivkatan Tezvav, Taka says that from the words of most Paiskim, it's mashma that they don't hold like the Magen Avram, and they hold that even if a person knows that he's over a chait, but still he would read the Parsha of Oila before the Parsha of Chatos. It's kedai to mention an important yediyah here in this Taisvis. Taisvis Dibur HaMaschil, Ritza Praklet, says that even though the Oilas Yeledes and Mitzayra and Nazir don't bring the carbon, the carbon chatos of these people is not coming on a chait, it's only lishtaruye b'kachim, to be matir these people to eat kachim, still the maisa, even though the reason doesn't apply of bringing a chatas before the oila, still these people bring a chatas before the oila as well. The loy chilka taira, because it's a loy plug, the taira says that the rule is always to bring the chatas before the oila. And here is one of the examples that we find in Rishayim in many places, that the concept of loy plug is not just by a takanas chachamim, even by the rules of the taira, we have a concept of a loy plug dairaisa. The reason to bring the chatas before the oila was because the praklet comes before the dairon. That is only negeya by a chait, but by the karbanas of yoledes and a mitzayra and nazir, where it's not brought for a chait, so then the reason doesn't apply, but still loy chilka taira. But this that Taisvis says, that the chatas nazir is not coming for a chait, it's coming lishtarui bekachim. Obviously Taisvis doesn't mean the carbon chatas of a nazir tohar. A nazir tohar was never aser on eating kachim. A nazir tohar is aser b'yayin v'teglachas v'tumma. There is no iser for a nazir to eat kachim. Obviously, taisis means a nazir tameh. But you see a chiddush here in the taisis. The taisis holds that when a nazir tameh has to bring a chatas, so he's not allowed to eat kachim until he brings that carbon. It's actually a big machlokes rishonim in Masechta Nazir. We know that there's a klal of mechusar kapara, that there are certain people that until they bring the carbon, they're not allowed to eat kachim. But taisis in Nazir daf Memhei Amir Aleph says that that's only by a Zav, a Zava, and Yeledes, or a Metzaira, that those Tumas are Yoitza Migufan. But a Nazir Tamei, even though he has the Tumah, he became Tamei Meis, and he's a Nazir Tamei, even before he brings his Karbanos, he's still allowed to eat Kachim. There is no Isser for a Nazir Tamei to eat Kachim. Our Taisis seems to be going not like that Taisis in Nazir. Our Taisis uses Nazir as one of the examples of someone who brings a Karban Chatas Lishtaruye B'Kachim to eat Kachim. It seems like our Taisis holds like Rashi and Saita Daf Tezvav Amir Aleph, and the Mefarish in Nazir Daf Memhei Amir Aleph, that hold that a Nazir Tamei is not allowed to eat Kachim until he brings the Karbanos. carbon, and that's the shita of the Rimigash as well in Shavuos Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Al Kapanim, even though we find Taisis in Masecht Nazir holds a Nazir Tame is not Aser on Achilas Kachim, here this Taisis in Zvachim Daf Zayin Amud Beis that uses Nazir as one of the examples, and as we said, he means a Nazir Tame, one of the examples of someone who brings a carbon Lishtaruya B'Kachim. You see here that this Taisis holds that a Nazir Tame is Aser to eat Kachim until he brings his Karbanos.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.